Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Uncle Gary and Alex.
Spirit Halloween, the brand new Halloween superstore with over 10,000 square feet of costumes, accessories, and decorations. Eau Claire's largest Halloween store. Kids' costumes, adult costumes, wigs, hats, and masks, accessories and makeup, decorations, and so much more. If it's Halloween, we have it. So come in and check out our huge selection. Spirit Halloween, located on Hamilton Avenue, across from Cops.
Check, check, one. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half of your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And we are joined by...
Alex.
What's up?
Spooky season.
Yeah.
It has officially begun. August... like six.
I mean, August 1st, pretty much it starts.
Honestly,
now.
Do you know how mad I got when I found out that pumpkin spice wasn't at Wawa yet?
But it is at 7-Eleven.
It is. Wawa needs to step up its game. Come on.
Yeah, 7-Eleven started it October.
I do have to go.
August 1st. Go ahead.
Not October.
August 1st.
I do have to go and check Wawa because I actually haven't, so they might have it. I was just in there and I
maybe.
Didn't go and look.
You're right. You're right.
I would have came out with one. I went in to get a drink. But if I saw pumpkin spice, I would have came out with two pumpkin spices and zero drinks for you.
Great. So we are doing a Spirit Halloween episode.
We are.
And this is inspired by Spirit Halloween opening up right by our house.
Yes, that we had no idea. Well, we knew it was going to be there, that it was going to open up. But we didn't know it was opened.
Yeah, we know it was already open. And this was the most excited I've seen you. Since I said, I got to work overtime at work and I won't be home until later
no,
tonight.
I definitely don't get excited about that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no.
No, yeah. So we were going, because there's a BJ's right near where this is opening, or mm-hmm. opened, and we were going there, and you said, you're like, oh, let me just pass by, maybe they'll have like the hours of like, or opening day, like
yeah.
opening September for whatever day. And we go by, I'm like, Greg, the door's, it's open. Like, the door was actually propped open.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, maybe
yeah, but I thought, maybe they were just getting work done in the store.
I didn't care. I was just going to walk in yeah. and be like, oh my God, sorry.
That's funny.
And then you were able to see, like, in, like, it was open.
Yeah. So we went in, and the worker was like, we actually just opened.
Last Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A week just, from you listening to this.
Right. Just days ago.
Right.
So we went in there, we saw everything they had to offer. Right. Although there's still some signs of like
coming soon
of yeah. certain like
we actually asked if they have
merchandise
Coco stuff, and they do, and it's coming.
Mm.
Cause you know, that's what's important in our lives yeah. right now.
But we do have a video of all the animatronics.
Yes, all that they have in
yeah,
the store.
In the store, and we'll post all that.
We will.
I wanna say there's 16 of them that we have recorded.
Okay.
So we'll try to do like a one video thing of all 16.
I'll try to do a reel. My first ever
go.
Reel.
There you go. And it'll be real.
A real reel.
Yeah. Let's get reels.
mm-hmm.
Boo.
No, but it was exciting. It was more of just like, yes. So
it's here.
Like a week ago or whatever it was, I saw that Disney Magic Kingdom has all the Halloween stuff set up. So I was like, yeah, like it's going to mm-hmm. be there. And then I see that this is open. I'm like, okay, the fall is here. Like, I'm done with the heat, which is crazy because we're going to Florida in August. But I'm done with the heat. I'm ready for fall. And I want a hoodie. And I want sweatpants. And I want to be comfortable but kind of cold but then hot in the sun. And it's like one of those days where it's like a million different degrees all day.
Yes.
I want that.
Yes.
And at night, I want to go to a haunted house and freeze my butt off.
Oh, yeah. And when we do get back from Disney, we're going to be full Halloween mode. Like,
full.
Let's go.
Because it's literally Halloween there.
Yeah.
Now.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, the first night of Not So Scary is tonight, as you guys are listening to this.
Crazy. Yeah. Yes. As we're releasing this.
Yes.
On Friday, August 11th.
Right.
that's first day of not so scary Halloween in Disney. So happy Halloween in August.
That's right.
That's my favorite line to say out there.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get into some Spirit Halloween info here.
Oh, go for it.
All right, so I have some backstory quizzes for you.
Oh, yay.
First of all,
okay,
what is the website of this store?
SpiritHalloween.com.
Oh, you're good.
I'm like, oh, is it something different?
Okay, I started off easy.
Okay, I was like, wait,
right.
org.org? Right.
No, SpiritHalloween.com, okay. Which are not sponsoring us, but we're just love Halloween.
I mean, we're doing an episode on them, so.
So do you know when it was founded? What year?
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
To this question.
Yes.
The commercial that you played at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, that was not when it was founded.
Okay, because I saw something.
I know, yes.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
I would have not have shown you that.
Got it.
That year.
Okay. Founded.
Yes.
19. Am I in the right?
19. Not 1919.
No. 1984.
Close.
5. 6.
Further.
Further back. 83.
Further. 83. 1983.
Well, I said 84.
Do you know what state it started in? Yeah, so you're very close, 1984. That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was.
I would have not guessed that. I would have guessed...
The 90s.
Yeah. I feel like I would have guessed like early 2000s.
Yeah, but I feel like I remember the store when I was... Yeah, but not the way it is now. Now they're on every corner. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What state? Was it Jersey?
No.
No. Was it like Illinois or something?
No.
Like? Kentucky?
No.
Ohio?
It's a Maine, like...
Texas.
No, known state. No, known, but yeah, it's like big market state.
New York.
No,
keep not going. California.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's San not even
Francisco,
a thing in California.
East Bay Area, California.
San Francisco, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's where it started. And do you know the guy's name who started it? No, I'm kidding.
Spirit.
You're not going to know that. No. Joseph Marver.
No. Started. Imagine I said Joseph just because it's a common name.
Yeah. All right, so one other question then.
Go.
Do you know what Spirit Halloween was before it was like Spirit Halloween Company? I'll give you multiple choice.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Like, was it a Halloween thing?
It was multiple choice.
Okay, go.
What kind of company was it?
Oh.
Was it A, a comic book company?
Okay.
B, a hand makeup accessory company?
That's very specific.
C, a video game production company? Or D, a woman's discount apparel company.
Where did you get these other options?
Google it, bro. So, A, B, C, or D.
The women's discount apparel is way too... You wouldn't think of those that.
So, comic book company?
I actually thought the second one. The
hand makeup accessories?
Nah, you would think of that. I think the last one.
Last one?
Yeah.
You want to go with the women's discount apparel store?
Apparel store? No, that's you.
Okay.
So
comic book, hair and makeup, video game, or women's discount apparel?
Hair and makeup.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
No.
Was I right with the freaking...
Well, guess again.
This last one.
Yes.
Ah!
You were right.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't guess, like, just think of that.
I'm not smart enough to think of that?
No, you wouldn't... Women's apparel? You wouldn't have said apparel. You wouldn't, like, women's clothing. Discount women's clothes or something.
So it started as like Spirit. That's how it came, Spirit Halloween. It was like Spirit Women's Discount Apparel.
See? Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Because it was originally not even a woman's store, but a discount store.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. All right. And there was one other thing I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if you can get this, and then I'll give you multiple choice if not.
Okay, go.
So.
I probably can't get it.
Well, this wasn't it, actually. So it started in 1983. 1999, how many stores did it
100. Have? 100.
60.
That was close.
And today, how many stores does it have?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like in Jersey alone, there's like 200.
Well, maybe.
1,500.
1,400.
Oh, my God. I'm
1,400
really
plus, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the flagship store is in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But I understand, isn't flagship, doesn't that mean like the first store? Or maybe it was the first store.
No, the first store was in San Francisco.
Like, what is flag? I gotta look that up. Like,
yeah, I think that just means like their headquarters, kind of now.
Oh.
You know, gotcha. Like their main. Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Their hub.
Yeah, they, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
All right, so what company currently owns Spirit Halloween? What company bought them out?
Oh, Party City. No, Party City went back. Was I right? Am I close?
I can give you multiple choice if you want.
Amazon. Amazon no. buys everything. No.
No.
Google, no. But am I close to Party City? Party City went bankrupt, though, I think, right? Didn't they?
Are
no.
you close?
No.
It's not Party City, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can kind of say it's like that level of...
Home Depot.
No. They did not.
I'm just trying to think of good Halloween right, so stores.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, go.
Think of a store in the mall that you would see.
With Halloween stuff? Or just in general?
It's got Halloween stuff, I believe. Yeah, it does. It definitely does.
Like?
All right, I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
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 A, FYE. You know what that is?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. B, Hot Topic.
I was going to say Hot Topic.
Do you know what that is?
Shut up. Literally, I was one of those people in high school.
Okay. C, Spencer Gifts.
I was going to say Spencer's too. That's why I couldn't decide between.
D, Hallmark.
That's not Hallmark.
Okay.
Is it? No, it's not Hallmark. Hot Topic.
A, B, C, or D. Is that what you're going with?
Either that or Spencer's.
Which one? A, Hot B, Topic. C, or D. No.
Spencer's?
Yes.
Oh, every time. I always second guess myself. I was going to say Spencer's to start.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's Spencer Gifts.
Which is crazy because I feel like Spencer, like no one's ever in Spencer's stores anymore.
I know. And which is funny because the mall we go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a Spencer Gifts. And I'm like,
hidden.
Yeah, I'm like, how's this store even still open?
Well, that's why.
But yeah, I guess
Spirit
that's
Halloween
why.
Makes money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're so mad. The mall we go to actually used last year had a Spirit Halloween in it, and it was a pretty big one. It wasn't the greatest one, but it was pretty big. And they don't have it this year. It's like furniture,
I know.
But it's closed.
Yeah, the store's not even open yet. They're just empty furniture sitting in there.
Waste.
So annoying. It would already be open too. And we're actually there today.
Yeah, we
at the
were.
Mall.
We were.
Do you know how much money it brings in yearly?
Oh, man. No. I don't. There's so many stores. I don't know how to do that math. A billion. No, not that much. Is that much?
More.
Shut up.
More.
1.3. 8.4. What? That's because that you can also order during the year. Like,
yes,
you don't
they have
a
website. Yeah. 8.4.
I get emails and I'm like, billion. Ooh, Haunted Mansion stuff. Oh, Hocus Pocus. I want that in
mm-hmm.
February.
And they actually had a Spirit Halloween movie.
They did. We didn't see it.
No, it came out, which I don't know why, but it came out April 11th,
I think,
2022.
It wasn't in the movies.
No, I don't think
it
was.
They went like straight to
it. Oh, no, it was actually, I remember, it was like select movie theaters played
yeah.
it. But yeah, it was pretty much straight, like, you know,
right.
streaming. And Christopher Lloyd was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he the villain?
I don't know. And Rachel A. Cook? I don't know who that is, but.
I feel like that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure we know who that is.
I feel like she was in, like, a show growing up.
She's All That?
Oh, there you go. She's All That. Okay. I knew she looked from, like, something growing up.
So, all right. Yeah, and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
From Back to the Future, obviously.
And Roger Rabbit, obviously.
Okay. All right. So, let's talk about Spirit Halloween.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, let's talk about more Spirit Halloween. And also, there was a Halloween of Horror Simpsons episode that featured a parody of Spirit Halloween.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So.
They're everywhere.
What is one of the biggest things that come out every year of Spirit Halloween?
Animatronics?
Well, not in that, but like the memes.
Oh, that they
sporting
take the
teams and yeah, once like a sporting team is like eliminated.
They're like Spirit Halloween's taking over.
Yeah, this
anything that's like
this yeah.
Like Citi Field Spirit
yes,
Halloween
exactly,
just take
yeah.
over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or any like store goes bankrupt and
yes.
like you said,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, these memes are taking
Savage.
Over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then the animatronics too. Every year they come out with them. And we both said it. We liked last year's animatronics better than this year's.
Yeah, like this year, I mean, a lot of them, they're like scary. Well, you know, for Spirit Halloween,
mm-hmm.
they're scarier than they were last year. I feel like last year there was a lot of things that like, were creepy, but like they actually spoke.
Yes.
Now it's just
yes.
like, like just screaming and.
Yeah, there's no speaking ones this year that we saw.
Not mm-mm. that we saw, yeah. And we haven't seen, there's like a Mars Attacks one, which is so crazy because I feel like my dad and my uncle loved that movie. And like, it's just, it's silly. So they would always like joke about it. My dad always, I don't know, he likes it. And it's just funny. It's stupid. I like it too. And I didn't even know other people knew that movie. It was one of those movies that like, I knew people like kind of saw, but I didn't know it was like a thing. But we haven't seen that animatronic yet. And I kind of want to see that.
Mm. Yeah. Unless, yeah, I just feel like they had more, like, I don't know.
Specific things.
Yeah, like the.
Like the big pumpkin.
The big pumpkin.
And
like,
there was, like, the Grim Reaper thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, like, there was a clown. Now there's, like, a lot of clowns this year. And there was one clown last year. Was it Nozzles, I think it was called? Mm. Or maybe that's what the guy on YouTube called it. Mm. I don't remember what it was actually called. But he was, like, he had, like, green hair, and he, like, blew the smoke out of his hands. I don't know. But he, like, spoke. He, like, said things. And yes. The pumpkin, big pumpkin guy said stuff. And the girls loved the big pumpkin. Mm.
But this year they have Tales from the Crypt, right?
Yeah.
But that's not
how. Where is that?
Our Spirit Halloween. I don't know.
But it's still so early.
Yes, I know. So they
but
might
But I will
be.
Say, it does seem like a lot of the spots where animatronics go, like, are kind of taken.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So I don't know if our store is going to get him.
I hope.
But that's one I would like to own.
I wouldn't.
He's cool.
He literally was like the original nightmare for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I remember it was one of those things like you had to watch it.
Yeah.
But I would be like, all right, can the story happen already? I hate this guy.
Yeah. But he was a pretty famous dude to to know about and watch.
Yes. And like if you watched, you were like.
Yeah, and he like narrated all like the scary stories and stuff.
Oh my
so,
God, he freaked me out.
He's an icon.
He is.
Guy's a legend.
Yes.
And then a lot of companies do, like, Spirit Halloween knockoff shirts. Maybe, like, knockoff, but, like,
put their logo and make it look like the Spirit Halloween logo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the Fred Durst boat party.
Yeah, that's right.
The San Bougie.
Yes, I forgot about that.
They sold a Spirit Halloween-type shirt for the San Bougie Fred Durst Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of companies kind of rip it off just to... It's so
because
known.
Mm-hmm. And everyone loves it.
Yeah.
I feel like over the past 2 years, it's like blown. Maybe it was during COVID. Because like, if you think about it, when Halloween came, remember we were like, oh, haunted houses. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And that's when we finally felt like things were kind of getting back to normal. Kind of. Not really. But like, there was actually things to do. So maybe everybody got like crazy about it then.
Maybe. I mean, I don't really know what made it take off so big, so
quick.
Recent.
Like, I think also the memes. I feel like people just funny.
Yes,
but
yes.
Now it's literally like all over YouTube. So last year when we would go, our girls like loved it at a year old. They were like obsessed with going and setting off all the animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
After everything closed, we're like, oh man, like we want to keep them kind of knowing about it because we want it to be like in their head next year and not be brand new and they're kind of freaked out. So I looked on YouTube and I found this one. There's so many. There's this one guy who's like, he has like a high-pitched voice. So they like him. And he shows out all the animatronics really well and all like the whatever props that they sell and stuff like that. And it was actually last year when I was watching, I was like, oh, this is cool for me. Like, oh, wow, they have that.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'd every once in a while, I'm like, oh, cool. But yeah, so now they ask for it. They call him Pumpkinhead. So if we ever meet this guy, we got to be like, hey, you're Pumpkinhead.
That's funny.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is like, it's just surrounded by YouTube. Like even the one by us, we went because we're like, oh my gosh, we have to go in and look at it, whatever. But even when we went, there was so many people that you can kind of tell we're going to make, which I guess we're doing right now, but we're going to make like content on it, like YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We even found a sticker
of
someone who was there.
Yes. And dropped it in the store just so people can discover them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of their logo and shirts and all that stuff, we posted a story on our page that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Donut.
Yeah.
He messaged us.
How funny was that?
Uh-huh. That he was involved in two of our loves in life.
Yes.
He was at a Met game wearing a Spirit Halloween shirt.
Right.
So
I feel like if we were there and we didn't know him and we saw him, we'd be like, that's awesome.
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Like, love the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've been like, Halloween.
Uh-huh. So that's great. He's at a Met game, which we love, wearing a Spirit Halloween shirt.
That's a good idea.
We love the Halloween. Yeah. So that was funny to see.
Yeah.
And we love it. We love it. We really
definitely
do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do think maybe also, like you said, how it just blew up recently in the past few years. Maybe it's because, like, is Party City, like, going down? I feel like a lot of the stores
Party City's, like, gone.
Yeah, right? Are there even any stores left?
Well, I know the one on Staten Island closed. I don't know if it moved, though. I actually think it moved because in Newdorp, they, like, built it up. So I think it might be there now, but I feel like people don't really go to Party City anymore because there's so many Spirit Halloweens.
Yeah.
They took over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why they are successful? This is why. Because they're an online store that come around for the season that people actually want them.
Yeah.
Instead of these other stores that, like the Christmas Tree store, right? I love that store. Right. And unfortunately, it's closing all over the country. Yeah. And I'm so upset because they have cheap, random stuff that I buy and usually never use.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, oh my God, I needed this spatula. Or I needed this caramel popcorn. Like, just random things. Yeah. Or this picture to hang on the wall. And they're closing, but it's because I feel like people, not because it's called Christmas Tree Store, but I just feel like people would go there during the holidays because it was, like, cheap, good gifts.
Yes, and they associate it with Christmas
time. And they do have really good Christmas decorations for cheap.
Yes.
So I feel like they paid all these people, and in the summer, people never went there. Or whatever. You know, I feel like they lost money.
Yeah, they're paying rent on big stores. They're paying employees all year round.
Right. When really they should just come. And I feel like that's the hype. The hype of, oh, look, oh, mm-hmm. it's coming. It's here. Yep. And now it's gone. You better go because it's going to be gone.
Yep.
You know, FOMO. It's like that. Yeah. Yep. You're missing out. That's
so
right.
Christmas tree shop, that was called?
Yes.
Christmas tree
shop. I said storage shop.
Okay.
But that's what I was
thinking. They should link up. And soon to be called Christmas Spirit.
Spirit of Christmas. Spirit Christmas.
Spirit Christmas.
Christmas
Spirit. Whatever it is, but they should link up and right after Halloween, transform the stores into...
I would.
Into the Christmas.
Love that.
Spirit.
I would Halloween. Literally work there. I said to you, when the girls start school, I'm going to get seasonal work. I'm going to do Spirit Halloween, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to find a Christmas store. I don't know there where it go. Is, but I'm going to do it, and then that's it.
But yeah, I think that has to do with partly of why it's so big, because it's kind of no other competition out there.
Yes.
Except really Amazon online. But it's like Halloween costumes, a lot of people like to see in a person, it on. Mm-hmm. And
they have a lot of like Disney stuff too.
Yes.
They have Haunted Mansion. That's
mm-hmm.
what gets me there, I feel like.
Actually, we're going to purchase a Haunted Mansion item from
there
this week.
And we need to go and get it because I keep being like, oh my God. And it's not going to, because I don't even think people know it's open. Mm. But I'm like, we have to get it because it's going to sell out.
Yeah, we're going to get there, I would say,
soon.
Friday.
Yes.
Friday we'll have it.
Yeah. It's funny, we've been there twice.
We're going to have it Friday. We will.
Yes. It's going to go right there.
Okay.
Or there. I'm pointing to places in our living room where it will go.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there twice and the workers already know us.
They do. That's
actually
so funny.
The first day when we like ran in because we saw it was open, we're looking around, you know, just looking at everything and seeing the setup. And one of the workers there, actually her name is Sierra, she came over and she's like, do you guys need help with anything? We're like, no, just looking. And then you asked, you were like, what time do you close? She's like, 7.
Yeah.
We're like, what time is it? She's like, 7:02. We're like, oh my goodness. Yeah. We're like, no. We're like, we're out of here.
We were already there after hours of it closing.
Yes. I felt so bad because mm-hmm. no one likes those people.
No, but we didn't know though. She was able to tell.
Yeah. And we ran right out. We're like, oh my God, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry. Go home.
Yeah.
And then the next day
we went back next day.
The next day, yeah. Because our girls are obsessed.
Yeah. So can we talk about this flagship opening?
Yes. It's funny. When we were like, what should we do? What should we talk about this week coming up? And they were like, oh, Spirit Halloween opened over here. And we're like, between this and the flagship thing, we got to do an episode.
Yeah. And we were actually planning on going to the flagship opening.
We were.
And it was July 29th, I believe. Saturday,
whatever
July 29th.
Saturday was,
And we were planning on going. And then it was 105 degrees out.
Yes.
And felt like 105.
My parents live close-ish to this place. And their AC broke. And we were going to stay there to, like, break up the ride. And we were like, okay, it's going to be 105 degrees. There's no air conditioning where we're going to stay. So we're not going.
Yes. And then people were already, like, camping out.
Right.
Days before.
So we would have had to wait who knows how long to even get in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we weren't getting there days before or even at opening.
No. And they were handing out lanyards to people in line. And the first in line got to go in the store first. And by the time we got there, it would have been, like, already there were like 300-400 people there.
Oh.
So to wait in line to go in the store when we could drive 4 minutes to my house.
Right.
Go in the store here. We were like, eh. Yeah. But it did. I mean, I would have liked to be there because they had a lot of things set up outside and all different, I don't know, like tents and tables and snacks and games and all that stuff.
I
so,
think I would have been miserable.
No, you think. If we were there, we would have made the best of it.
It was so hot.
Yeah, I know. But if it wasn't for it being so hot.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, a decent temperature day in the 80s and they had like
maybe
cut out things to take pictures in.
Yes, but how long can you do this?
No.
You know, if you have to wait 3 hours, that's miserable.
No, right. But I don't know. I think.
And I don't understand. People were, like, running in the store from, like, videos I saw online.
Yeah, that was weird.
People, like, running, like, bolting in the store, grabbing an animatronic and, like, running to buy it. But I just didn't understand, like, why. Like, just. But it was weird because, like, they were only letting so many people in at a time. So, like.
It was for YouTube clips.
Yeah.
That's why.
And I fell for it.
Yeah. It was social media.
I only watched, like, two videos. Yeah. But people did that. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. It was set up. It was.
Or just did it just, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But that was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But they did have the flagship opening and looked very busy and successful, I guess, on their end.
Definitely. It shows that they actually said that this was the biggest it was, like, the most people.
Oh, I believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the owner guy, Joseph Marver, he was there.
He was there, yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And they had, like, a ribbon-cutting ceremony, which I thought was kind of silly, but whatever.
Every year? Isn't it technically always like, always there?
Yeah, but I guess that's when it opened for the season. I don't know, yeah. Another thing I find kind of strange about Spirit Halloween is, do you know how long after Halloween it stays open?
Oh, my God, like a day.
2 days, yeah.
Yes.
2 days. Like, it's so strange. I know.
But it's because, okay, two things. One, it's because people are over Halloween. They're already now into Christmas. Like, they're already, forget about Thanksgiving and all that. They're already past Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And two, when we went, there was a lot of stuff from last year in the store being sold.
Yes, yes.
So I think they're like, all right, sell whatever we can at a discount, but then we're just going to put it out next year for full price.
Of course. They have this warehouse that they just keep everything in. Right. And if you go the day after Halloween, November 1st, things are 25% off. If you go November 2nd, things are 50% off.
Yeah, and I will say, at least the one by us, they had some pretty good stuff the second day.
Yeah, they did. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of Haunted Mansion stuff that day.
Yeah, you did. Uh-huh.
I got the Binks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Hocus Pocus.
Yeah,
that's Hocus Pocus. It's late. I'm getting tired. But I'm thinking of all the stuff I got. I got a lot of Hocus Pocus and a lot of Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
I got my mug.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to get another mug because my other one broke.
Yeah. Well, we'll get one. And the mug's about like $10 there.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Yeah, no, that's reasonably priced.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I don't have enough mugs.
No. Never can have enough mugs.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have an entire cabinet full of mugs?
That never, and the same two get used all the time.
Oh, I use the same one for me every single day.
Yeah, I probably have like 7 grandpa mugs in there somehow. I don't know how.
Grandpa?
I don't know. I feel like everybody has grandpa mugs.
we might have a grandpa mug, actually, now that I'm thinking of it.
I feel like everybody has one.
Yeah. Like world's best grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where
did
this come from?
I don't know, some yard sale for 15 cents. you know what is giving a run for their money for Spirit Halloween?
What?
Home Depot.
Okay.
And
so
Lowe's.
This is where my debate would come in, is I love Spirit. I love like the feel of Spirit Halloween because it's all Halloween.
Yes.
So I love that store. But when you go pound for pound on the animatronics.
How about that?
Home Depot and Lowe's, but Home Depot.
Yeah.
By far has the best animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of what we have is from Home Depot.
It's crazy. All of our big animatronics, Home Depot.
Because Home Depot, they're indoor-outdoor. Like, you can use them outdoors, and they can get wet.
Yes.
And all stuff.
Yes.
The stuff at Spirit Halloween is...
mainly is indoor only.
It's indoor. It's all indoors.
Yes, like, that's true.
It is. It's all indoors. We've had them before, and they just fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and where I'm like, I'm gonna put Leatherface in the corner of my house in my living room. No,
no, just put it in a bedroom.
Yeah.
No, but yes, the Home Depot animatronics we feel like are made better. So I feel like we have more Home Depot animatronics, but I think we have more like
little
perches from Spirit Halloween.
It's the outside is Home Depot, the inside Spirit Halloween.
Yeah,
that's how.
Yeah, that's pretty
if
much.
If you think about our.
Yeah, collection.
Setup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I decorate, everything inside is Spirit Halloween or just like random things that we've gotten over the years.
Yeah.
Because we've been collecting our Halloween collection since, I couldn't even tell you, since 2010.
We have a lot of stuff. Our whole attic.
We have so much that we deck out our front and inside of our house and there's still like 2 bins left over.
Yeah.
I try to like swap it out. Like every year I'll put something else out.
And all year round, we have Halloween decorations still in our house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one right now. The home sweet.
Home sweet haunted home.
Yeah.
And then we have up top is a Freddy. Can't get him down.
Yeah.
And then above our window in our living room, we have a home sign, but the O is a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But see, now that's good from now until Thanksgiving.
Until ever.
Well, we don't move it, so.
No. And then hanging up also is a Pluto in a skeleton costume.
Yeah, I don't know why I never took that down. It's just...
pumpkin in his mouth.
I, like, love it.
Yeah.
So.
And then, look, we have a haunt sign by our cable box.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, and then we have countdown to Halloween.
It's always on 13
days. It's always up. Yeah.
I never change it. Although right now we have a calendar thing and it's at July 30th.
Yeah.
So.
But actually, it's not so far behind.
I know.
Yeah. Usually we're like a month or two behind.
Yeah, usually it's like May 10th. Like
only 2 weeks.
Speaking of haunted home.
We heard something in our house just now.
Something just fell behind us.
Yeah. But I think we got to watch the Spirit Halloween movie.
We do.
We definitely do.
Yeah.
I don't know what took us so long. I'm gonna Google it right now. Spirit Halloween movie. Where can we find this?
Spirit I say it's
Halloween
on like
movie.
I could see it being on like Peacock.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Amazon Prime.
I could see that too.
Okay, so it's on YouTube.
YouTube and like free.
YouTube,
Amazon
Apple TV,
Prime,
Amazon.
Oh,
Prime,
but you gotta pay for it.
Vudu, Red
Vudu.
Box.
Oh, you gotta pay for that too.
Yeah.
Well, so, darn.
All right, but listen,
we'll watch it.
$1.99. Maybe I'll just go.
We'll find it for free.
I'll go cash some cans in. Some bottles.
Yeah.
We got to go search for 40 bottles right now.
We probably have about 20.
Start the car up.
Yeah.
Let's get this $2.
Wasn't that a weird thing when we moved to Jersey?
Yeah.
We didn't realize there was no can and bottle deposit.
No.
So we were looking for... We collected our... We just do that. We just, like recycling, and then we get the money, whatever, $2 that we get.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the shop, right? And the person was like... aisle, whatever. Like, no. Like, where do we cash these in? They're like, and they point to the garbage.
Yeah, they don't have those machines where you put it in.
Yeah, because you don't pay for the deposit, so you don't have to do it.
Do you know what I always do with the money that I get from the can deposits?
Ticket?
I do. Every time I cash them in and they give me their little ticket receipt, I bring it right over and exchange it for lotto tickets. And if I ever win $1 million and be like, see, those 20 cans were worth $1 million.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, was it Mega? Is up to like something crazy?
Somebody won. Somebody
had
it. Yeah, it was 1.5 billion.
And one person won?
I don't know, but I saw the lotto sign say it was back to like 5 million or whatever, 20 million, whatever.
This
it was.
Is when you should play.
Yeah. What was it? Mega Millions?
I think so. One of them. I don't
know. No, I think it was Powerball.
Powerball. I don't know.
Yeah, Powerball. Yeah, somebody.
I don't know how we got on this.
Where? But Powerball winners split 1.586 billion.
Damn.
How one couple spent it. All right, well, we're not gonna read all that. But yeah, somebody did hit it. A couple, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it wasn't us.
Nope.
It wasn't us.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. Believe me, if we hit, I wouldn't be here right now. You would. I wouldn't.
No. Yes, you would, because we'd have a podcast to record, and you would never skip that.
Oh no, I would call in and I would just say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic, let's record. All right, anyway, Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
We do love going to visit it, and we do like buying our little Halloween decoration indoor stuff from it. And I don't know, if I catch a right animatronic at the right time on the right sale, I will buy it.
It depends, though.
Yeah, no, it's got to be the right situation.
Yeah, I feel like this year there's nothing like, well, you said Tales from the Crypt, but
yeah,
there's nothing really that I'm like, oh, I need that.
No, but one year we bought a clown from that, I don't remember, and the clown was broke. It was supposed to talk and move. And it was 75% off because it didn't talk, didn't move. It was just a clown.
Yes.
So I made the purchase 75% off.
Yeah.
And it came out, I don't know, it was like $40 something, whatever it was.
We actually took, your sister was going to throw out all Halloween decorations because it was like broken. It was like, not animatronics, but it was what, like...
it was one pirate and...
Yeah,
whatever.
And it was like that kind of stuff. And you just kind of prop them up. And they were going to throw them out. Like, no.
Yeah.
It'll be a dead pirate crumbing out of a grave.
Right?
Like, hello.
Like, if a pirate is missing a leg, you're going to
I think
like,
it's okay. Or a torso.
Yeah.
Or legs. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But I feel like decorating for Halloween is all about just be creative and just...
Yes.
You could literally just throw something out there and it looks good.
Yeah.
Just have a mannequin laying on the floor and it's like, oh, it's a dead guy, you know.
It's like, no, the stand broke and he just
fell.
Yeah, he doesn't stand up now, but
yeah.
Yeah, just put like a tombstone by his head and that's it.
That's it. What I'm saying. Yep. We have so many tombstones. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then yellow tape around him and a shower curtain with red paint on it.
That's it.
And you have a whole scene right there.
I mean, yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I can wait because we have vacation coming up.
But when we get back, we're going to post a picture of our decorations outside of our house.
Yes.
And it's going to be good because we have a new addition this year.
We do.
We bought late last year and didn't put it out.
It's been sitting in our basement, taking up so much room.
And the neighbors always look forward to our house.
Yeah.
And all the kids around the neighborhood come. They come and they look. You guys have the best house.
Yeah, they always tell us. They're like, yes, we've been waiting for you to put it up.
Uh-huh. And we have like an archway to walk through. It's like a 10-foot, like a skull and stone archway.
You know what I love? One of my favorite things might be when we have everything up, we have our dragon. He's usually there like all year round.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to cut the grass, so we have to move him.
Yeah.
But we have our dragon and like delivery guys will come. Or not the mailman, but yeah, like Amazon, stuff like that. And they'll give him like a pound.
Yeah,
or they'll pet him.
You'll see on the Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
Everything that the delivery people do.
And then there's other people that like walk up like, is this thing going to like move? Make noise. They get scared. It's funny.
Yeah. So, hey, Halloween is upon us.
It is.
And as much as people get on Spirit Halloween, I'm glad it exists.
Oh, I love Spirit Halloween. Yeah. Are you kidding?
I know.
So. I love it. Yeah. I would go and just walk around there every day.
We pretty much do.
I know. Listen, you got to keep kids entertained somehow. Exactly. And by kids, I mean me and you.
There you go.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Hit us up. Let us know. Let us know if you've ever bought an animatronic from Spirit Halloween and how it worked out for you. Yeah. Is it still up in the... Did you put it outside? That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I never thought of that. Most of their things are indoor only. Yes.
I would say 99.9% of them.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe 100%.
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you can put them outside, but they'll be destroyed.
Yeah, well,
depending on where you live. See, that's a thing.
That's true.
San Francisco, that's where it's from. Although,
yes, sir.
It's not hot there.
No, it's windy.
It is windy.
It gets windy.
But, you know, if you live in California, you probably could keep it outside because it doesn't rain as much.
True. Yeah.
It's not as crazy.
Mm-hmm. But... All right. I don't know. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. So Spirit Halloween just hit its 40th season since its founded original store. 10 more years will be 50.
Oh, we knew it was 40. That was the 40th anniversary of the flagship. Yes. I should have known when it was going to...
Yes, yes,
when it opens.
That's funny. So 50th year will be crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're going to go big.
We'll be at that one.
Yeah. I think we'll be at 41 too. 41 and 42. And 50.
43,
everyone from now until then. And then a couple after that.
I see where you're going. Okay.
All right. That's it. Yeah, send us your Spirit Halloween shirt pictures too. That
or
was cool
just any
to see him at the Met Gate
wearing Spirit Halloween thing that you would like to send us.
Or any Halloween pictures and decorations and costumes that you've had since you were born up until today. Send them on over. I need ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, of what... To put you inside of a body bag.
Oh my gosh.
Casket. No,
for the decoration outside.
For the decoration outside,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've always wanted to do the scarecrow, like the thing sitting in the chair.
Yes, I did.
And you pop up. One year.
Although I do get the kids trick or treating.
You do.
Because we have a side entrance to our house.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the front door.
And I'm like, here
candy.
You go, kids, here's some candy.
And I have a zip up hoodie, a zip up skeleton hoodie with a chainsaw.
Or so the fake there. Chainsaw. Let's just make that
let's say it's a fake chainsaw.
It's fake. It's a prop.
And as they get into candy, I'll come around the side entrance around the car.
And it's perfect because we have a Ring
chainsaw.
Doorbell.
Yeah.
So we get some great video.
Yeah. Some of these kids fall on the grass and it's...
Oh, man. We have it somewhere. But I don't want to put children.
Mm-hmm. And then last year, actually, family came and the kids are scared to come up and they're like, are you going to get us with the chainsaw?
Yeah.
And I feel like they'll like bring their friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like not tell them and send their friends up first.
Right.
Yeah, and hope
we're that house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's awesome.
I love it. Yeah. I know. There was always that one house in the neighborhood that was like extra with Halloween. And
I'm definitely happy it's ours.
Me too.
And one day we're going to do a home haunt for these kids in the neighborhood.
We will. Let's get our house organized.
It's going to happen.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
But we have too much...
It's
crap in our
gonna
house.
Happen. It's the reason to own a home.
No, this house is like pretty good for it.
Yeah.
Because of the setup.
I'd say within the next 5 years,
we'll have a home. Yeah, once we actually have a house that's normal.
Yeah, well, let's get you out of it, and we'll have a normal house. So that's it. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, so hit us up, let us know. We're going to post all the animatronics on our social media page so you can see what's out there in our store so far this year.
Right.
Yeah, so check it out. And until then, hit us up, let us know. We love hearing from you guys. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week with a brand new episode, as always, on Fridays. So if you have any topic, idea, episodes, let us know.
Yes.
We will do it.
We will.
For sure.
Yes.
So, all right. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
All right. Me too. So, once again, I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I'm tired.
All right. Tired. Nice knowing you. Get to sleep. And until next time, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.